USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're all Democrats, but the more progressive among them were defending themselves as moderates were shooting holes in some of their ideas at last night's Democratic debate in Detroit. Among the 10 on that stage, former Maryland Congressman John Delaney, who tangled several times with Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. This morning, Delaney says of the voters,
they either vote for someone who wants to actually solve problems and has ideas that are workable, they tell the American people how we're going to pay for it and how we're going to get them done, or do we nominate someone who's got a bunch of fairy tale economics or impossible promises, none of which will ever happen, and as I said, they'll turn off the independent voters and they'll get the president reelected, in my opinion.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Another 10 Dems will take the debate stage tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Police in South Haven, Mississippi say a former employee of a Walmart store is accused of shooting two of the store's managers yesterday, killing them before he walked out of the store and didn't get far, according to the police chief.
Two of our officers encountered the suspect outside on the west side parking lot of the building. One of our officers was shot at this time.
The cop who was shot will recover. He was wearing a bulletproof vest. The suspect remains hospitalized. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are taking Missouri to court to try to block a new anti-abortion law there from taking effect next month. The suit seeks both a temporary injunction and an injunction that would not allow for enforcement of the part of the law that bans abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. A popular YouTuber is dead after a paragliding crash in Utah. Grant Thompson, known as King of Random, died in St. George on Monday, though his body wasn't found till Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new U.S. senator delivering her maiden speech on Capitol Hill yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally now has her first official speech as a U.S. senator under her belt. During that first speech, McSally says that Arizonans want to see a solution at the southern border.
Arizonans want us to solve the border crisis and stop playing political games with it. A crisis all too real, like cities like Yuma.
McSally continues about what she saw when she visited Yuma.
I saw firsthand there where over 300 migrants illegally crossed the border due to poor infrastructure and lack of resources for agents.
McSally was appointed the late Senator John McCain's seat by Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Meanwhile, McSally is calling the sexual assault allegations against Air Force General John Hyten unequivocally false. She revealed at a hearing earlier this year that she was raped by a superior officer while serving in the Air Force. Yesterday, she was part of Hyten's confirmation hearing and said sex assault happens in the military. It just didn't happen in this case. An investigation did not find enough evidence to charge Hyten. Lawmakers could hold a vote on his nomination to be vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs before the Senate leaves for August recess. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.